You're listening to the Adventures of a Birth Photographer podcast. I'm your host, Jo Robertson, photographer at Lillian Craze Birth Photography. In each episode, I'll be deep diving into all things birth and birth photography. If you're obsessed with these topics like me, you're in the right place. I'll be having real conversations, sharing honest thoughts, and there'll be a whole lot in between, so stick around. I'm excited you're here, and I can't wait to see where this adventure takes us. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's jump right into today's episode. Hello and a warm welcome to episode 7 of the Adventures of a Birth Photographer podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This week is kind of special as it marks 5 years since I started this venture, and I'm inviting you to travel back in time with me so that I can share with you kind of where my story started, how I got into birth photography. But before that, I'd love to say a humongous thank you to one lovely listener who left such a wonderful review after listening to my previous podcast where I chatted with Eva Rose, the birth photographer extraordinaire. If you've not had a chance to listen to that episode yet, make sure you add it to your listen pile. It was a fantastic interview and I think you'll enjoy it. So here's what Barbara, whose Instagram account is @onbeingborn, had to say about the podcast I did with Eva. I loved this episode. I only recently discovered your podcast and this was the second one that I have listened to. I love your calm and sweet voice and your approach, and I'm looking forward to more. This little review, honestly, it just made my day. Thank you so much, Barbara. Reviews like this and the messages I'm receiving are honestly keeping me going with the podcast. And if you're enjoying the podcast and you could spare a few seconds to leave a review to let me know, I would be seriously moved by your generosity, and I thank you in advance. So back to this episode. I'm going to begin by saying this isn't a story of why I became a birth photographer. The reason why I became a birth photographer has actually evolved a lot as the time has passed, and I am going to share that reason with you in another episode. This really is how I got started as a birth photographer and how I got started from ground zero with nothing. So let's go back in time, 5 years to be exact. So one day, 5 years ago, I was being told that I was going to be made redundant, and I was going to be made redundant from a job that I've been doing for a long time. And that night, I also stumbled upon a blog. Now, the blog was about birth photography, and I have no idea to this day why anything birth-related popped into my field of vision that night, but it did, and I've not looked back since. The blog contained real and raw images of birth, and I'd never seen anything like this before. And I was in absolute awe of the women, and two, the images themselves. And because I have a strong love for documentary photography, this was a genre I'd not heard of before, and it really, really appealed to me. So despite being a photographer from a very young age, the truth is at that point I hadn't taken any photographs whatsoever for the last 13 years. The reason is a bit of a long-winded story, so I'm not going to go into that right now with you, but it's a story I will share with you one day, I promise. So after reading the blog that night, I rolled over to my husband and I whispered, "I'm going to be a birth photographer." I felt like a deep calling, and the urge to photograph a birth was a powerful one, and one that I couldn't ignore. So the next morning, I consulted with Google to do a little research into what birth photography was, and I also wanted to find out if it was a thing in the UK, and if so, how many people were offering to photograph births. It turns out not many people in the UK at that time, 5 years ago, were photographing births. So next, I had the task of finding someone who would be happy for me to photograph them giving birth. And this proved to be extremely difficult. I really underestimated just how hard finding somebody would be. People weren't familiar with the concept, and they ran a mile when I confirmed, yes, I'm going to photograph the actual birth part too. Side note though, I'm pleased to say that 5 years later, this perception has changed enormously. And now more than ever, women and birthing people are having their birth documented or they're photographing their own births. At the time as well, Nobody knew me. I had no portfolio. I had no social media accounts. I had zero, nada, nothing. I didn't actually even own a camera. Eventually, through kind of word of mouth, a family friend introduced me to Fionn, and she was due in June that year with her first babe, and she was totally happy to be photographed, and I was thrilled. So I went ahead and spent an awful lot of money and purchased a camera and a couple of lenses. We met and we made lots of arrangements beforehand with the hospital and the midwife so that I was able to actually attend her birth. On the day, I remember receiving a call from her mum, Audrey, who was also attending her birth, and she told me that things were really ramping up and that it was time for me to make my way. On the car journey there, my heart felt like it was jumping out of my chest and the adrenaline was most definitely kicking in. I remember opening the door and seeing Fionn on the bed clutching the gas and air, and she was being supported by her mum and her partner, and I remember just kind of gently letting her know that I'd arrived, and she smiled. I introduced myself to her mum, her partner and her midwives, and then I got my camera out and I started taking photographs. And this was the start of it all. In that moment, this was the very beginning for me. It happened to be the first time that I'd seen a baby being born too. I'll never forget seeing like a tiny tuft of hair appearing, indicating that babe was so close to being born. And I held my camera firmly and I kept my position and I looked through my viewfinder, and as baby began to crown, I faithfully recorded the moments and I remember it so vividly. With two more pushes, baby Zach entered the world. He was full of vernix and was positively scrumptious. As he was handed to Fionn, that's when I realised my vision had become a little blurry from the tears that had managed to escape. I remember locking eyes with Audrey. She too had tears streaming down her face. And I've never, ever forgotten that moment. I congratulated Fionn and I told her how incredible she'd been, because she was incredible. I continued to capture the events that kind of naturally unfold, and when it felt like the right time to leave, I left. I kissed them all goodbye and I walked off the ward, and I didn't make it very far. There was a bench that invited me to sit down a minute so I could just gather myself, so I did. I just needed to sit for a moment and process what I had just witnessed and what I'd been part of. The adrenaline was still pumping through my body, and it wasn't like anything I'd experienced before. It's actually really difficult to explain that feeling. Eventually, I got all my crap together and made my way to the car. I remember telling myself, "This is it, Jo. This is what you're meant to do." Later, when I was editing Fionn's birth story, I remember thinking how amazing it was going to be for her to have moments like these to look back on. You know, these images would have the power to kind of transport her back to that day in like a heartbeat. They'd be able to evoke such profound emotion, and they would help her to remember her experience, even 5 years later. I knew after that birth that all I wanted to do was to help more women and birthing people acquire moments like this for themselves. And I guess the rest is history. And after that birth, more births came along, and I absolutely love what I do. I'm going to be sharing the images from Fionn's birth on the blog this month, and I'm forever grateful to her for trusting me when it felt like nobody else did at the time. So I'm going to leave you with this. Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Dr. Zeus. Until next time, my lovely listener, take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you have a second, I'd really appreciate you leaving a quick review so that others can find the podcast. And if you want to make a real human connection with me, I would love that. All the info you need is in the show notes. Until next time, take care.